So I don't ever remember a time when she wasn't bowling. Like, I can't remember any part of my life where bowling wasn't a part of her life. Like, I've only known her as a bowler. So I felt like she bowled my whole life. And so every weekend, so I know for sure that she bowled every Saturday and every, I think it was like Wednesday night. So it was like one weeknight and then one weekend day she would bowl. And on Saturdays, that's the day that she would take me with her. And so we kind of had like a ritual that we would go to. There was this restaurant in LA called Kite. And she would take me to the Kite restaurant. And I loved going there because I would always get the same thing, either a grilled cheese sandwich because it came with a pickle, or a club sandwich because it was like, oh my gosh, it's a triple decker. So anyway, but that was like the food is a part of the memory because it was like me and her going to this same restaurant. It was like our ritual, and we would go there after bowling. So she would take me with her. Usually while she was bowling, I would sit and watch her, or I would just kind of sit in like in the diner area and just do something. And one of the things that I do remember is that there was always like this kitty. And so they would put money into this kitty. And then at the end of the game, I don't know how they determined who won. I think it was just who got the highest score. But it was always cool if my grandmother won because then we were definitely going to get a treat afterwards because she would say, "Ooh, I'm going to use the money that I just won." So I thought that, I always thought that was cool. I remember that as a kid. I thought her bowling was pretty cool. I remember feeling that way as a kid. I remember just her bowling bag with her shoes, her ball. She had like a little hand glove that she wore. She always had on jeans that were like rolled, cuffed up at the bottom, like rolled up at the bottom. And then sometimes she would have like a tournament shirt, like a polo kind of shirt that had like tournament in, like l emblem or logo. And then I just remember the trophies that would be on the mantle. Or like the pins that she would have. Sometimes she'd wear the pins. And what I remember, I don't know if the photos show this, but I feel like it was more male dominated than women. I don't know anything about. I feel like the bowling alley where she went to was predominantly, we lived in a black area, and so I feel like it was predominantly African American people playing there. But I don't know. I know you said you have some pictures. I'm not sure about the pictures, but that's what I remember. And I remember that there were more men than women. And I remember that that used to bother her. I feel like I have a vague memory of her being frustrated that she wasn't taken as serious or seen as being as good. And it felt like it was, if I remember, it was coming from the men. It wasn't about color, but it was about gender. So I do remember that. I also remember that it didn't seem like she got along with a lot of the women. And so I don't know what that was about. I know that, she had very, very fair skins. I don't know if that was the issue. I feel like it may have been, but I do remember that she didn't get along with a lot of them. And I was a kid, so I don't even know why I knew that, but it was weird that I knew that. But I do remember her traveling for bowling to like tournaments. I didn't go with her to those, and since I was a kid, I didn't really understand it. But I remember she was always home, so that was the only time really if she wasn't on vacation, it was because she was going to a bowling tournament. And bowling was like big in our family. So my grandmother bowled, her sister bowled, Lorraine's daughter Gail bowled, and Renee bowled. Connie and Rosalind's mother bowled. And so it was just like the ladies in our family bowled. That's what they did. And so I never really got into bowling. My grandmother bought me a bowling ball one time. I was so excited. It was like I finally came of age, and she took me shopping to the bowling store in the bowling alley. They had a bowling store, and so it felt so official. And she let me pick out my bowling ball. We had to find the right weight. And then we got it engraved. And so I got to get it engraved with my name. I thought that was so cool. I'm guessing I had a bowling bag, but I don't remember a bowling bag, but I guess I'd have to carry it in a bag. And I don't really remember having my own shoes. I don't know if I had to rent them or if I would guess she bought me some, but I just remember the ball. It was so exciting to have my own ball. But it never really like stuck with me. It wasn't anything that I truly enjoyed. I didn't feel like I was good at it. And what's interesting is I can't say she didn't, but even though she bought me the ball, I don't remember her like taking me to like have all these lessons. You know, I would think that if you bought me a ball, it's because you want me to play. And so then maybe either you'd pay for someone to give me some lessons, or you would take me like all the time, like, you know, on a regular basis, like, let's go bowl. Let me teach you how to hold the ball. Let me teach you how to bowl it, you know, roll it down the lane a certain way. And I don't remember that. So I don't know what that was about, actually. And I can't say she didn't. Maybe she did, but it's not like a memory where I can say, you know, every week she took me out there and she was giving me the basics. I don't remember. But I thought it was cool that she did it. Yeah. And so I don't remember any of the other topics. Yeah, pretty good.